This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A bipartisan group of Missouri leaders is trying to put pressure on Congress to address the national debt and says tens of thousands of Missouri jobs are at stake. The group, Fix the Debt Missouri, joins a larger national group of political and business leaders urging bipartisanship in Washington as the so-called fiscal cliff looms. Former Republican U.S. Senator Kit Bond is one of the chairs of the Missouri chapter of the group, which announced its formation at the state capitol today.
The campaign understands that the solution to the problem requires a bipartisan compromise. I'm no Pollyanna. I recognize that bipartisan consensus is no small stump to jump and sometimes tough to accomplish.
Bond, though, later said he wasn't sure whether Congress could come to a bipartisan agreement to avoid the fiscal cliff, a group of tax increases and budget cuts that will go into effect at the end of the year if Congress doesn't act. Bond was joined by his other co-chairs at the event announcing the formation of the group. They are former Democratic Governor Bob Holden, Democratic State Treasurer Clint Zweifel, and Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. A University of Missouri professor recently hired to help promote the state's wine industry died in a weekend car crash. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 32-year-old Anthony Picou died in a one-car crash Saturday night. He came to the university from France in March as an assistant professor in the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Columbia residents living around the North Village area have been facing parking issues for some time now, but tonight the city council will hear out some proposed fixes. Residents approached the council several months ago with the issue, and the Public Works Department agreed to take a look. Stephen Sapp, spokesperson for the Public Works Department, says they are proposing traffic calming, more meters, and a permit program. He says the permit program is a brand new concept that has never been used in Columbia before.
Residents have always been able to park on the street at no charge. This would change that. This would require residents in the area to obtain a permit. If they don't have that permit and it's parked on the street, then it would be subject to ticketing and potentially perhaps even towing.
He says the effectiveness of the program still needs to be studied. The program would require a part-time employee and new equipment running the city $30,000. Two people have been sentenced to prison for fraudulently obtaining federal disaster benefits after a deadly tornado hit Joplin in May 2011. 51-year-old Wanda McBride of Joplin was ordered Friday to spend 6 months in federal prison without parole. The Joplin Globe reports that 30-year-old Ronald Irby of Joplin was sentenced earlier this month to 15 months in prison. McBride must also pay $5,628 in restitution and serve 3 years of supervised release after completing her prison stint. Irby's prison term is to be followed by 5 years of supervised release, and he must pay $5,114 in restitution. Both pleaded guilty to disaster fraud in July. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.